When America sent troops to World War II, this man was there, alongside the infantry, and reporting the role of the common man in winning a global conflict. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Ernie Pyle was born on a farm near Dana, Indiana, along the state's border with Illinois. Phil Hess says Pyle loved to travel and share the tales of what took place.
Writing stories about things that he saw, people that he met, stories that they told. And he wrote 6 days a week for the Scripps Howard newspaper chain, Human Interest Stories.
Those stories became a 6 days a week national newspaper column, read by many across the country. But in 1940, his stories would change.
But he was drawn to cover the Blitz in England and was sent by the Scripps Howard newspaper. So he was an official correspondent covering the British aspects of the war. And some people say that that might have helped influence the American entry into the war because he painted such a human portrait of the long-suffering British.
When the Americans did arrive in Europe and North Africa, Pyle was there, mostly with the infantry.
He covered everybody, and he wrote about common man. He didn't cover the officers. He didn't concern himself at all with the outcomes of battles or the big picture. Only wrote stories home about what their soldiers were doing in the war. It was like a letter back home for the 12 and a half million people who had people in the service.
The soldiers perhaps didn't think of Pyle as a journalist, but rather just one of them.
Typically, he carried a notebook in his pocket, and he would sit around with soldiers and write down their names and hometowns and remember what they'd said, and then he would go back behind the lines and write.
Those stories appeared in 750 newspapers back home. Tragically, Pyle's career would end while covering the war. Our story concludes next time. As we travel the countryside in Dana, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.